what I've done here is I've got some nice porcini mushrooms, and I've soaked them for about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then I've just fried them off in a little bit of butter.
Right, lovely.
Now, what I'm going to do is basically, I'm just going to blend them up.
Blimey, dear, I wasn't expecting that.
Almost like a porcini paste.
Time to add the rice, about a handful per person.
Now, this bit's important, isn't it, that you cook the rice for a minute or two, so it's got a nice golden coating of the oil.
Exactly, literally give it a nice little colour.
Peter adds a good glass of white wine, and then his broth a ladle at a time.
The broth must be hot. In fact, it must be boiling, not just hot.
The trick is to wait for the rice to absorb the broth before adding the next ladle.
You can't rush a risotto, can you?
You can't.
When the rice is almost cooked, Peter stirs the porcini through and seasons to taste.
Touch of black pepper.
Now I feel I'm in a proper Italian restaurant.
Nah, the pepper grater needs to be bigger, Dave. Give over.
It does.
I'm a modest kind of man.
Peter finishes the risotto with a little bit of butter and some creme fraiche.
Why do you use creme fraiche?
It just gives it that lovely, creamy kind of texture.
Now, Dave, at this point, we would have melted some Parmesan cheese through the risotto, wouldn't we?
Aye, but not Peter. He puts his on top just as he stirs it.
This is nearly done, so I think we're kind of ready to plate up.
Yes.
And get tasting.
Lovely. Great. Job's a good one.